Galway Film Flab begins tomorrow, and one of the new Irish films to be screened there is Bruno. It tells the story of Daniel, a homeless man. Daniel drifted into a life on the streets of London following a personal tragedy. He desperately wants to find a way back to his former life, but guilt and shame are bars to his way back. I'm joined in studio by the director, Carl Golden. So the Bruno of the title is not the homeless man, he is a dog.
Yeah, it's a dog. So it's a dog which I suppose is his only emotional companion. So it's a dog that's also, I suppose, representative of where he is in his life. The dog actually only features for the first 10 or 15 minutes. But it's really the story of once he loses the dog, he's lost so many things in his life. And as he tries to find this dog, he goes on a journey through the streets of London. He finds this young boy who's run away. And together they go on this adventure, a dangerous adventure at times. And so it becomes really a story about two people trying to find their way home. It's a sort of a story of redemption, you know.
And Daniel, the played by Diarmaid Murtagh in the film, what drew you to this character? You wrote this, so yeah. Was it somebody? Did you have a model for the person?
No, I mean this was a random thing that happened. I lived in London for quite a while, and I was in a street in Hackney, a busy street, and this guy came weaving through the street, and he had a very intense look in his face, and he had a beard very much like the character in our film, and he had blood streaming down his face. He looked kind of horrific, and he was moving at such a pace, and I sort of did what people do in this situation. I stepped out of the way, and as he came past, I just took a moment to look at him, and in that moment, I sort of firstly felt, I suppose, slightly ashamed that my first instinct was to protect myself, because that's what you do in a major city. My second feeling was I wondered what had happened to him in his life, what had brought him to that point. And I kept thinking about it over months, and it stayed with me. And then, as sometimes happens with stories, then I suddenly had this whole story in front of me as to what had happened, and I kind of wanted to tell it. So in part, it's based on a sort of personal moment, and then I fictionalized it and told the story. But it was very, I suppose from the beginning, it was a very, it's a very emotionally intense story, and this character seemed to come to life. I didn't actually have to do very much. He just was there, you know?
What you do very interestingly, I think, is you create his world, like where he lives, the few friends he has, and they're all, maybe not even because he's not really open to friendship, but they're all on the margins.
Yeah.
So he's obviously on a wing and a prayer where he's staying, which doesn't last for long. Give us a little bit about the lifestyle he has.
Yeah, I mean, London is obviously has that. Every major city has it. Dublin has it too, and anywhere where there's money, where there's opportunities, you also get an underbelly, and I find that very interesting. I've always liked films and stories that are about outsiders, and there's a whole parallel world that exists in every city. Daniel lives in this world, and having researched it, there's a sort of late night London, as there is a late night Dublin, that exists, and people almost like when one side of the city is asleep, there's a whole other side of the city that's moving, almost like ghosts or vampires. And I find that very interesting, and they sort of form these units, these bonds, these groups. And so he's very much on the margins, and in some cases a lot of the characters that he interacts with are people who, I suppose, have chosen to be on the margins in that way. And he lives this subterranean kind of world, surviving in these safe spaces, moving quickly from one to the other. And then obviously everything is upended when not only does he lose his dog, but he runs into this kid. And this kid is suddenly, kids are, of course, naturally curious, and they're open to the world, and he's closed to it. And so you get this clash, and that's where our story starts to take off.
And his meeting with Izzy, the young boy, is very dramatic. He's in a park looking for his dog.
Mm. Yeah, I guess the sort of slightly amusing, darkly humorous thing about it is that, you know, he doesn't want anyone to come into his story, Daniel. So he's resisting. I find characters interesting in stories and films who are kind of resistant to other characters coming in. And this kid just starts to follow him. And so he has no, he tries to get rid of the kid. The kid just has an instinct about Daniel, as kids often do, and starts to follow him, and he discovers this dog has gone missing and he just wants to be part of an adventure, and that's the beginning of their story together.
Let's listen to a clip from Bruno. Daniel, played by Dermot Murta, tries to get a bit of information from the little boy, who's Izzy, played by Woody Norman. Eventually he figures out his age.
What's your name? Tell me where you live and I can take you there.
I want to go home.
How old are you?
9.
Really?
8.5. Next year.
So that makes you 7.5.
Almost.
Glad we got to the bottom of that.
Dermot Murta as Daniel and Woody Norman as Izzy. So this twosome of the older man and the young boy, and even though Daniel doesn't want the boy in his life, the boy is sticking with him. That is, and they go through at least, is it a 48-hour cycle together?
Yeah.
That is problematic, isn't it, in
sure.
the modern day, when you're putting this couple together of an older man and a younger boy. How did you approach the obvious problems and difficulties?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, the worst thing to do would be to sort of not acknowledge that it's there, or to try to sugarcoat it. And we found that it's only really when you particularly have this giant of a man. Dermot is 6'4" and he's huge, and I like that he was a giant with a broken heart, and you have this boy who's actually got quite an old soul. So partly it's the way they perform that allows you to feel at ease. But of course, initially there was a tension there, and I think we just let it sometimes play out, particularly in a couple of scenes where you follow this guy, Daniel, and you're not sure about him. And then he meets a boy, and even though he's resisting the boy, he's sort of, there's a little bit of darkness in there, which we've allowed to play out, because I think that's kind of natural and organic to what would happen. We when we'd done a previous version of the cut, we screened it to some people, and people felt it was almost too distracting if you sort of emphasized something in that relationship that wasn't there too much, that it almost put people off the film. So we let it play out naturally, and I think there was something about, very quickly you start to understand that this kid has come into Daniel's life for a reason, and there's a sort of ease that happens in their relationship, and we find that there's a sort of there's a similarity between the two of them. They're both kind of lost souls, they're both troubled souls trying to find a way back, and they sort of end up helping each other. So it moves on, I think, in an organic way, as it would. But of course, you know, these are the times, you know, we live in, and I think it would be a mistake to sort of pretend it wasn't an issue in the film. And so we just let it play out organically, you know.
Dermot Murta is an Irish actor, and Daniel in the film is Irish. Was that important for you? Is that a strain in it?
It wasn't. I mean, it was unusual because I really didn't write. I mean, firstly, he doesn't actually talk that much, and so I wasn't really thinking about where he was from. When he does talk, he talks in his sort of a slightly lyrical way, but that wasn't self-conscious in any way. And it was only when we were casting, I met a lot of fabulous actors from the UK. Dermot walked into the room, and immediately, physically, I was interested in him, because we associate vulnerable people often with, you know, physically they mightn't be strong, and yet here was a guy who was clearly, he's huge, he's a giant of a man. And so I liked that juxtaposition between him being physically very present, but also having this vulnerability inside. But when he spoke, and he spoke the words, I realized, yeah, of course he's Irish. You know, he has to be Irish. And it made sense. And it made sense to me that he's a sort of outsider in the world of London. And he's sort of between places. You know, he's sort of between these worlds of life and death and guilt and redemption, and also, you know, home and where home really is. And it's a story, obviously, that is very relevant. In London, when I first moved over, I lived opposite a place in Camden, which was a hostel, and you saw a lot of Irish guys who had come over in the 60s and 70s and sort of got lost, you know. And so it just made sense to him as a character, you know.
Let's listen to another clip here. Daniel, played by Dermot Murtagh, tells Izzy, played by Woody Norman, he can't take care of him.
I can't take care of you.
Why not?
Because I can't. It's complicated.
Grown-ups always say that when they don't want to tell you something.
You're a smart kid. And you're really good at school. What do you want to be when you grow up?
An astronaut.
It's a nice job. It's lots of travelling.
Daniel, played by Dermot Murtagh, and Izzy, played by Woody Norman, a great young actor. Where did you find him?
We found him, I mean, you know, to be honest, when you make a film, things just have to work out for you. You just get luck along the way, which you're not really thinking about at the time. But we saw a lot of kids. Woody came in a few times, and it turns out that, you know, I didn't really know his work very much. It turns out he's incredibly experienced and had been on a lot of TV and film stuff. So he was really the professional in the room. To be honest, he was just very at ease. And it turns out he's got a lovely way and a lovely mannerism and was very easy to work with in a film that was made in a very particular way, very shot very quickly on the street, you know, and he just worked perfectly for us.
Thanks. Well, thanks to Carl Golden, the director of Bruno. It has its world premiere this Friday at the Galway Film Fla, where Carl and the cast will be at the Town Hall Theatre for a Q&A after the performance, after the screening. More information from galwayfilmfla.com.